BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
All right. Cheers, Greg. And welcome to Home Time on Tuesday. This is Scott Mills. Bit of Mumford & Sons and Nicki Minaj to start things off. Proper good tunes this afternoon, and I'm not on my own anymore. They deserted me yesterday. Chris is here, Becky's here. Hiya. Hello. Feeling better?
Oh, yes.
You still can't walk properly, though.
No, it wasn't my legs that were off. I was a bit dizzy yesterday.
That's what I meant.
And had an ear thing, so
you're
yeah.
Still walking funny, believe.
Chris said I was walking odd, like an old man.
Like an old man.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
LMFAO on Radio 1. Still really enjoyed the Ollie Murs version of that from last week. Didn't we all? After 5 o'clock, today, on Stupid Street, Smooth Talking Dan, finding out how many people on Stupid Street are sexy and they know it. Because they have to rate themselves. How sexy do you think you are out of five?
Oh, 2?
Don't be modest.
Well, no, how many do you think you? You're sexier than me.
Do you think?
Yeah, I reckon 3 for you.
See, it's different. It's a different thing from being good looking, being sexy.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a bit of swagger, isn't it? A bit of... Hi. No?
And have you got swag?
No.
Do you even know what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what it is because that bloke on X Factor, he lost it last week and now he's got it again.
Okay, good.
Chris, out of 5, go.
3.
You think you're a 3?
Yeah.
Wow. You see, with confidence.
Mm.
What would you say?
About Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, don't...
Can you have halves?
Yeah.
Okay, 1.5.
There we are. But
on a good day.
I always enjoy Chris's confidence on things like this. Anyway, we'll find out how sexy, and they know it, Stupid Street are after 5 o'clock.
You know, ages ago you were talking about words that you really can't stand.
Oh yeah, there's a few.
Like
hubby for husband.
Yep. Oof. Panties is one of yours.
Yeah, definitely.
Bubbly.
Bubbly as in bottle of bubbly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't stand that.
Don't like it, do you?
I really don't.
So Karen from Oxford's been on.
Hi, Karen.
She was watching a programme on BBC Three last night, and she heard this.
Oh, what is this? Okay, I'll just play it. The Hungarian city of Beskabar may be over 1,000 miles from Blighty. No!
That's evidence of saying one of your most hated words.
But I didn't write that.
Yeah, but I thought you refused to read them out if you got given a script with them in.
Blighty. Well, that one would just slip through the net. Oh, no. The Hungarian city of Beskabar may be over 1,000 miles from Blighty. That's one of my least favourite ones as well, Blighty for Britain.
Are you like the Ron Burgundy of BBC Three and Radio 1, where you just read whatever they put in front of you?
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris has got a new career move.
Another one.
Something he's decided on.
I'm really looking forward to this one.
This might be the one.
I think so, anyway.
Go on.
I want to be like a football pundit. I don't know if you've ever seen Final Score, but one of those blokes, when they go between all the different stadiums, it's like, and over to Chris at Vicarage Road, and it's me there going, well, it's a very exciting game here at Watford.
So a pundit's like a reporter, is it?
Yeah.
Do you want to be one of the ones that is on camera with a big... Mike, or do you want to be one of the ones that's like on the phone off the local ones?
Either or. I'm happy to start on the phone.
Because I like the ones on the phone are my favourite.
Is that where they just had a...
Or you get to see a picture of them like in the 80s.
Yeah. On the phone.
Sometimes
that
not even
work
a picture.
I'll be 7.
But you want to be on camera?
On camera or on the phone, but basically on Final Score. That's
okay.
The aim.
I thought all they did was just go to the match and just eat pies all afternoon and then quickly take the call at the end.
I think they do. It's my ideal job.
So how are you going to go about this?
So what I thought I thought that you're mates with Chappers, aren't you?
Oh, I see.
He presents Final Score.
Right. So you want me to use my sports connections to try and get you on?
Do you know what? I think there's trouble with this. I don't think you're allowed to use your mates to get jobs anymore.
Are you not?
No, I don't think so.
I've not actually heard from Chappers for a while. I wonder how he's doing.
Really?
Do you see him on TV sometimes?
Yeah, I think he was on Question of Sport, wasn't he?
Well, I could call him for you if you want.
If that's possible, that'd be great. I'd really just like an opportunity to work as part of the show. I know what you're saying about mates and stuff like that, but if I'm good enough, surely the this is just an audition.
Talent will shine through.
Ideally.
All right, well, let's give him a call, but I can't promise anything.
Okay.
He's not always now.
Well, he's not always the most receptive.
You haven't spoken to him for ages. You're just going to ring him up in the blue and go, can you get my mate Chris, your replacement, a job on your new TV show?
Well, no, obviously won't start with that. I'll just, you know, do pleasantries and then I'll hit him with it.
Right.
I imagine he's probably listening anyway. I mean, since he left. He blatantly listens all the time, though, doesn't he?
All right.
Oh, I miss him. Sometimes.
Hello.
Chopper!
Are you all right?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. Very good. Loving the sun in Manchester.
You're in Manchester now?
Yes.
Are we going to get together for our annual Christmas drink, or you're in Manchester now, aren't you?
No, I'm still down a fair bit, so yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's do that before Christmas.
I thought you weren't drinking. Or are you drinking? I thought you were on a fitness thing.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes.
Sorry.
Sometimes not. Oh, and here's Becky, by the way.
Hiya.
You know, things don't change. Now, I've got a thing that I need to ask you.
Yeah.
Chris, who's on the show.
Hello.
Yeah. He wants to be a pundit on Final Score. Can you make this happen?
He wants to be a pundit on Final Score?
Yeah.
What? As in, sit on the sofa with me or Gabby, or be at a game?
He wants to be at a game.
A game slightly easier, because the sofa's... The sofa's quite full.
That's a hot ticket,
Garth,
isn't it?
Mainly because Garth is on it, but it is... I'm joking. So coming from a game might be slightly easier. Does he have any footballing experience?
Well, yeah, I support Watford. I mean, I'm a big Watford fan, if that's any help.
Are you a big Watford fan?
Yeah, and you've said some very good things about Watford in the past, I remember.
He kept it quiet when Robbie Savage was in the other day.
Why? Oh, the Robbie one. Oh, no, Robbie hates Watford fans.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It was a bit awkward.
Yeah, because Robbie broke his leg at Watford and they all laughed at him as he got stretched off.
Yeah.
And he took that very personally. Although I did want to point out to Robbie that he could have broken his leg on any ground and the fans would have laughed at him as he got stretched off.
Chris, convince Chappers why he should be on Final Score.
Well, I'm a big football fan. I just think I could do a better job than some of the... I've been listening to some commentary from tennis matches. I couldn't find any football stuff on the net. And
sorry, you couldn't write. You went on the internet and you couldn't find any football commentary. What search engine are you using?
Was your problem that you typed tennis commentary into Google? Was that why you couldn't find any football commentary?
I had 10 minutes, I was in a rush. Thought I'd go with tennis commentary. Anyway, it's awful. I thought I could do a better job.
And what are you going to do? Are you going to do tennis commentary for me?
Well, no, I'd like to do football commentary, but I thought I'd practice with tennis.
Right. Is it actually hard, Chappers?
I would say a football reporting on Final Score is probably the second most difficult job on television after trying to make a conversation with Alan Dedicote sound natural.
Thanks for that.
Still got it.
We don't even script that. What do you mean?
The audience still love it, though, don't they?
They never
fail to laugh at that.
It's like you've never been away.
Okay, so the main reason I thought I would choose the tennis commentary is because I thought I would go to the park and test this in real life. I'd go to a park and do my tennis commentary.
Today?
Today, with some randoms who I found playing tennis.
So you went to a park today to commentate on some people playing tennis, did you?
Yeah.
You just loitered around the tennis court?
Basically.
So were they friends of yours, or...?
No, I'd never met them in my life.
And who were they?
Just some randoms I found. I went up to the nearest park.
How do you approach that?
Saw some people playing tennis, went up to them, said, can I commentate on your game, and went for it.
Well, what did they say? Oh, yeah, all right, then.
They didn't have much of a choice, I don't think, really. I was just sort of waiting around.
So there's the tennis court in the park.
Yeah.
There's the two people playing. Where are you at this point?
I started by, it sounds dodgy, hiding in the bushes.
So you're hiding in the... What, are you spying on them?
Kinda, yeah. And then they sort of spotted me and I just went over and was honest and said, look, I'm commentating on the tennis.
Were you intending to say anything if they hadn't spotted you?
Well, I think they heard me. They heard a talking bush and just thought, what's going on there?
Let's have a listen.
You join me here in Regent's Park. Conditions perfect for a match that promises much. Two gladiators of the game, David and Arabella, battling to be number one here on Centre Court.
Good start, chappers.
All I was thinking was that you could tell it was going to be tennis as soon as you said David and Arabella. You don't really get somebody called Arabella playing many other sports. It was either going to be tennis or show jumping. But it's a good start. So you got the whispering down to a T.
Well, obviously not, because they heard him. Let's hear some more.
Cracking first serve from Arabella. Moves into the net, puts it wide. What's the score? 30-all. Won the first game.
Yeah.
Sorry. One love, David. Cracking start from David.
Slight issue.
I'm slightly confused at this point. One, I don't know what the score is. Two, in any sporting event that you're covering, it's never a good idea to ask the people playing what the score is, because it tends to put them off whatever they're doing.
Yeah, there was no scoreboard, unfortunately. I got a bit lost in the commentary. And
you see, if you're doing final score, for example, and you're at a game, you can't really shout down to the team, what's the score, or, by the way, who scored that?
That's what I would do. You know that.
First serve from David. Oh, and that's game. Two love. Pressure getting to Arabella, you can't help but feel. That break in the first could prove punishing. Oh no, David hasn't won the game. He's serving again, right.
What's going on?
Again, I got a bit mixed up with the score there. Was...
I would also argue it's not the pressure getting to Arabella, but some plank whispering behind them. No offence.
Oh, two-handed backhand from Arabella. It'd be interesting to look back at the technique she uses there. It's awful. And that's ball over the fence. Nearly landed on me. Must be said for my commentary position here in the bushes. Cracking view of centre court.
I think you've got the voice right.
Do you think that ball landed near you for a reason? Do you think David had decided that actually Arabella wasn't giving him much of a game, so he'd use you as target practice?
They started to get really... At this point, it all started to go a little bit sour just because they were... Well, they could hear what I was saying.
And they were trying to concentrate, maybe?
Yeah.
So, eh? What do you mean? Is that the bet? Oh, really? Oh, well, that's interesting. It turns out... if Arabella loses every game this set, which she's heading to do, she's has to perform a naked run around the courts. Mildly, not even mildly, massively inappropriate given the number of children around.
You don't hear that at Wimbledon, do you?
No. Mildly, massively inappropriate.
Absolutely thrilling game here on centre court. Two heavyweights. The question has to be, why aren't they at work, I suppose, but... The same could be said with me.
Well, yeah. Did you just call Arabella a heavyweight?
Yeah. She didn't like that either, actually.
Was she a heavyweight?
She was all right, actually.
Arabella doesn't even try. You didn't even try. What was that about? That was awful. Why? You didn't even try. You're not going to win anything.
You can't. This is... Like, you can't just sit there and criticise from a bush.
I'm starting to think that this might end in violence.
She was playing awful, though. She was 4-5-0 down.
But they don't comment on that. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't see a lot of Wimbledon. But they don't go, "Oh, that was awful. Oi, what are you doing? That was rubbish." They don't do that.
It's a very polite crowd.
Oh, she's... Yeah, she's almost given up. I really want to support her, but she's just awful.
She heard that as well.
Also, you can't say you want to support one of them. You've got to be impartial. I mean, I've built a career on being impartial.
That's right.
She seems to be getting a bit annoyed with me as well.
Well, that was going to happen, wasn't it?
Oh, and David smashes it. That is embarrassing. 6-0. 6-0. At least United got one against City.
So, chappers...
Was the whole point of this just to do that at the end? Was the whole point of getting me on, that me taking 10 minutes out of my day to talk to you so that the one that doesn't speak and is scouse biased could do a gag at the end of it about us losing 6-1 to 6-1?
Okay, well,
the whole point of this feature?
Listen, can I just sit out of this one because I don't even know what you're talking about? So this has nothing to do with me. So that was the commentary.
Yeah. But it's not just commentary that I can do. I also thought I'd show you what I can do with my post-match interview.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Did you say it's not only commentary that you could do?
Yeah.
Or did you say it's not even commentary that I could do? I couldn't quite hear.
Only, I think it was.
Oh, only. Okay, right. A post-match interview. Oh, these are difficult, in all fairness.
Are they? Why are they hard?
Because most of the time, the people that you're trying to interview don't want to be interviewed and would rather be anywhere else than having a microphone stuck in their face. So
sure.
It can always be quite uncomfortable.
Okay, well, let's hear that now. The post-match interview.
Quick interview with both players. You played awful, it has to be said. Is this lower standard than you usually play, or is this roughly, you know, was this good for you?
Definitely below par.
Chappers, what do you think about that technique?
I quite like that. It was blunt and straight to the point. Was that a boy or a girl that you were interviewing?
I think that was Arabella, yeah.
All right. That she hadn't played very well.
Okay.
David, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Good game. Well done. And thanks for letting me come and commentate.
No problem.
That's that. And then you just walked off and never saw them again, ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, right. You didn't ask David a question. Also, are you sure you weren't playing the part of David there as well? It sounds like you're interviewing yourself.
Let me hear it again.
David, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Good game. Well done. And thanks for letting me come and commentate.
Were you actually just talking to yourself? David, congratulations. Yeah, well, thanks.
Just subtly change the pitch of your voice. There wasn't actually a David, was there? He was just sat in a bush watching somebody called Arabella for an hour.
So be honest, I know you well anyway. Do you think Chris has a future in sports, commentary, punditry?
I think we need to work on a few more sports, to be honest, to get a broader range before I could give you a full analysis.
Is there no chance at all then that I can be on your show when you're next doing Final Score, just in one of the stadiums on the phone?
Is that too much to ask?
In one of the stadiums on the phone?
Yeah.
It's a very high-tech operation, this Final Score. You know, where would you like to be?
Ideally Vicarage Road, because that's where I'd be anyway, watching Watford. But I listen, I'll do any of the leagues, any of the grounds.
You sound a bit desperate now.
Yeah.
Leave it with me. I'll see what I can do.
When people say leave it with me, that normally means it's not going to happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a don't call us, we'll call you, yeah. Which means basically no.
Oh.
Okay, well, let's not make this any more uncomfortable and discuss it off air. Thanks, Chappers.
But, and in all of that tennis, you didn't do a men's semi go.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing? Thanks, Chappers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I think it's about time we went on to Stupid Streets. You know what happens? Smooth Talking Dan goes out onto the street and asks a question that really matters. Today. You know this song by LMFAO? Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my dance and I ain't afraid to show it, show it. Big tune. Show it. I'm sexy and I know it. That's the question we asked. How sexy are Stupid Street out of 5? Becky said earlier that you were
Well, I think of myself as a 2.
You're at least a...
You said 3.
3.
About yourself?
We were saying this earlier, though. It's much harder to do out of 5 than it is out of 10.
It's much easier to go for 10, isn't it? Because you'd always say 7.
Everyone says 7.
Well, isn't that just a 3.5?
Well, yeah, but it's not, because 3.5 sounds rubbish. Anyway,
so... Just round it up to 4.
Well, yeah, but then that's quite big-headed.
Yeah.
And it's not the same as good-looking. We talked about this earlier. Being sexy is not the same as
that. So what makes sexy, then?
Just a certain something. Just a certain something.
Would you say Becky is sexy?
I have seen her look sexy. I've got to be so careful here. Yes, I have.
When did you see me look sexy, please?
At the Barry Manilow gig.
Oh, yes.
That's on this week.
Is it? Are we going to be on the TV?
Yeah, well, everyone will be able to see you
everyone
on Friday.
Everyone will be able to watch it. Is this just a cheap excuse to get people to watch it by saying, I will look sexy in the audience?
No. I think it's on Friday. Just thought I'd like to let you know. Just tell your mum or whatever. Anyway.
She'd love to see me looking sexy on the telly.
Oh, yeah. So we asked 10 people on Stupid Street from the LMFAO tune how sexy they thought they are out of 5. How many people were sexy and they knew it and said that they were a definite 5? Becky.
How many people did you ask again?
10.
Okay. I'm going to say 4. And I think that's a lot as well. I don't think they'll genuinely mean it. I think they'll go, Ree, I'm five.
Okay, but they won't mean it.
Yeah. Right, so I say four.
Okay, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to go three. I just don't think it's going to be that many.
Okay. So how many people out of 10 said, yes, I'm sexy and I know it, and gave themselves a definite five? Let me know. There's 10 Scott Mills points in it for you if you get the number correct. Let's find out.
What's your name?
Marcus.
How sexy do you think you are out of five?
Out of five?
Yeah.
Four and a half.
Yeah, I was thinking that. And what's your name?
Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Yeah.
How sexy are you out of five, do you think?
Probably three, four.
Three to four. Okay. So you're more sexy than your girlfriend, would you say?
Possibly. In someone's eyes, yeah.
Oh, that is harsh. To her face as well.
Awkward.
What's your name?
Izzy.
Okay. How sexy do you think you are out of five?
I don't know, a six? Oh, no.
Whoa.
Out of ten. Shit. No, out of ten, not out of five.
No, that, yeah, six out of five is fine.
I'd say a three.
Three. I'll give you a six out of five.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She actually was a six out of five. What? What's your name?
Craig.
How sexy do you think you are out of five?
I'm going to go for a modest three and a half.
And what's your name?
Sophia.
How sexy do you think you are out of five?
Probably the same, three and a half.
I think she's lying. I think she's definitely more sexy, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got that look, yeah.
what look?
That look at her... She's got a look that I like, but... Yeah, I don't know, she's... Well, she's got these eyes here, you see. Big monobrow here and bushy eyebrows.
Cheers, guys. What's your name?
Natasha.
How sexy are you, Natasha? Out of five?
Five.
I was thinking that, actually. You're sexy and you know it.
Oh, five.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you're sexy and you know it?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Larry.
Good name. How sexy are you out of five?
Four.
Four, okay. And what's your name?
Jill.
How sexy do you think you are out of five?
Two.
So, your friend here is twice as good looking as you, you think?
No, not good looking. I'm not talking about good looking. Talking about sexy. It's different, isn't it?
That's right, what I said. Okay.
I am much sexier than she is. We've talked about it. It's fine.
Okay, why are you more sexy than her? There's a specific reason that makes you sexy and her really not.
Not really not. Two out of five. That's still like some percent.
What's your name?
Chad.
How sexy are you out of five?
Sexy? I don't know. I don't look at myself like that, man.
If you had to give an answer, what would you say?
I'd say probably three, man. Three.
Three, okay. All right, what about your friends? Do you reckon they're more sexy than you or less sexy?
No, I can't answer that. I can't answer that, man. That's a bit weird, man. I can't. He's like, how sexy are you? How high would I rate you?
How high are you?
Like, one to Chris Brown, yeah.
Well, it's Chris Brown the sexiest guy.
Yeah, that's what, that's, yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow. Didn't really like talking about that much, did they?
You didn't want to answer that one.
Yeah, Chris Brown, yeah. I love the awkwardness of this one.
What about your friends? Do you reckon they're more sexy than you or less sexy?
No, I can't answer that. I can't answer that, man. That's a bit weird, man. I can't.
Weird.
He's like, how sexy are you? How high would I rate you?
Oh, how high would I rate you?
Like, one to Chris Brown. Yeah, one to Chris Brown, yeah.
Well, it's Chris Brown the sexiest guy.
Yeah, that's what, that's, yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
I like how also Street smooth talking down went at the end, though.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, one to Chris Brown, that's cool.
That's cool.
Better than this, though.
She actually was a six out of five. What?
So smooth. Six out of five. Also, can we hear this man again?
I think she's definitely more sexy, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got that look, yeah.
What look?
She's got a look that I like, but... Yeah, I don't know, she's... Well, she's got these eyes here, you see. Big monobrow here and bushy eyebrows.
Is he comparing her eyebrows to his eyebrows, or is he saying that she's got a big fat monobrow? What's happening?
Well, she's got these eyes here, you see. Big monobrow here and bushy eyebrows.
Oh, thanks very much. I know.
Yeah, you're saying it about her, isn't it?
That's awful.
Yeah.
If you said on Stupid Street out of 10 that two people would say they were sexy and knew it and give them a score out of five, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. If you said two, thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people saying with the first couple on Stupid Street, Smooth Talking Dan is being extra smooth.
What's your name?
Marcus.
How sexy do you think you are out of five?
Listen to her.
Out of five?
Yeah.
Four and a half.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Mm. And what's your name?
Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Yeah.
How sexy are you out of five, do you think?
Probably three, four.
Three to four. Okay. So you're more sexy than your girlfriend, would you say?
Possibly. In someone's eyes, yeah.
Interesting noises there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay. As you can hear, there's some rustling in the studio. That means only one thing. That my two friends here, I've got protection on. Because things are about to get wet.
Two people. Two cups of water. One bin. This is Innuendo Bingo. The Duel.
What's happening?
Chris has never worn protection before and he's struggling a bit. He's got his arms stuck in it.
I don't know how to put it on.
Basically, he's got a bin bag and he forgot to cut arm slits before he put it on, so now he's trying to poke out and it's not working.
I'm just going to remove it.
Okay.
That's all right.
You don't need it. You've never had it before.
We should take a picture for the website first.
I'm not going to be wearing it. All right. Quick one.
Click. This is going on the Radio 1 website now. You can see their protective clothing.
I'm going to remove it, though.
The website lady thinks that's very funny, don't you, Karen? She does. She loves it.
It's a mess.
It's a big mess. Not yet, it isn't. Okay, so this is what we do on Tuesdays. Innuendo Bingo. Thank you so much if you've sent in some bits of bingo that we can use on the show. Very much appreciate it. You got your water there?
Oh, yes.
It's not going to be me today. Me and Chris are going to do it man on man another time. That'll be a different episode. Right. So, it's just...
like late night Hollyoaks.
It's just spitting water on yourselves today. So what you do is take the water in your mouth, you look up to the sky. When you hear the bingo, if it is funny, then obviously the water will come out and splash back onto your face again. All right. Okay, so let's go for another quality home buying and selling show featuring Phil Spencer. I quite like it that Phil and Kirsty have gone in their different directions lately. She's all into arts and crafts and that now. He's still pursuing the homes market. So it's kind of location, 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 but a bit different, where Phil goes a bit shady with it. And it's called Phil Spencer, Secret Agent. This one spotted by David in Manchester and Phil off of Worksop. Thanks, everyone. You got your water?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good luck, everyone. Here we go.
Today, I'm nursing a semi.
Simple but effective.
I forgot to do it on myself and did it on Chris.
Oh, whatever.
This has turned into a duel.
Becky.
That was quick. It was straight in there. Was that the start of the programme?
Today, I'm nursing a semi.
I think so.
Okay. What does that even mean?
That was a good one. Becky's gone again. Okay. Ready? Mm. Remember, could you remember please to tip your heads into the sky? Mm. Otherwise it's going to go on each other. That's not what we're after here today. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now then, over to Kirsty Allsop and Handmade Britain, her new show, which as Harry Hill was describing to us last week. Now the bottom has fallen out of the hot housing market. Kirsty decided that she likes making jam and stuff. So this one's spotted by loads of people, including Jake, Linda in Inverness, Tommy in Winchester, Anna in Cornwall, Emma somewhere in South Wales, and Christine off of Edinburgh. Got your water?
Mm-hmm.
Nice big gulps, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
This was a swarm that I picked up maybe about a month ago.
You say it was a swarm that you picked up,
yes.
It was a swarm that you bought from
someone?
No,
no, no. It was on a lady's bush.
Oh.
It's so much messier when you do it to yourself, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? I find.
Oh, look at me.
Oh, you're a bit wet.
Are you going out tonight, Chris?
Of course.
Yeah. Always.
It's a United game tonight, isn't it?
United Aldershot.
Yeah.
That's a bit odd, isn't it?
Yeah, I won't explain it now. It's all good.
Okay, sorry. It just seems a bit odd to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm soaked. Okay.
Stop it, Becky.
Sorry.
Keep the water in. Come on. This one really doesn't make any sense, but I still find it funny. Now, this is Home Cooking Made Easy. What? Is that hot lady? What's her name? Is it Lorraine Pascal?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. A few people spotted this one. Thank you if you did. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here's Lorraine.
Bizarrely, I find this very therapeutic. It does harden quite quickly, and just as it starts to go hard, that's when you've got to pick it up and wrap it around the cake.
Becky's gone. Chris is still holding it in. He's wrapping it round the cake there. He's gone. Knew that would happen. All right, everybody?
I don't think I saw that episode.
Oh, my word. Look at that.
Who's worse off at the moment? I think definitely Chris.
Chris, definitely.
Always, though, isn't it, really?
Oh, no.
Okay, next one.
There's more?
There is more. Ange off of Sunbury spotted this one, this innuendo bingo. It's from Dirty Tricks Tradesmen. You know those shows on TV where they do all the special cameras and that, and all those dodgy people get found out, and they normally storm off going, I don't want to talk, no comment, no comment, and put their hand over the camera.
Mm.
It's one of them. There's loads of them. Got your water?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Now Roger's pressuring Tina to let him fix it today by pumping some of his special fluid into her pipes.
Gone. Straight away.
Oh, wow.
More, please. More water.
Oh.
Okay. Nick off of Barrow and Furness. Thank you. This one. From the Great British Bake Off. You know how I like to get into TV shows late? I saw a repeat of it the other day. It's quite good, isn't it?
Mm.
Off now. Finished. Ready, everyone?
Mm.
Here we go.
They were genuinely really lovely about my baking, and they would be licking my balls. They would be putting their fingers in my mix. It was just lovely.
How can you not laugh at that?
Becky's, have you still got the water? Oh, impressive, well done.
I take baking very seriously.
They were genuinely really lovely about my baking, and they would be licking my balls. They would be putting their fingers in my mix.
There we are. And one more. And it's good old EastEnders. Yay. Emma spotted this one of our listeners. Thank you, Emma. And this is Michael Moon in EastEnders. Got your water?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I don't suppose you've got any plans for lunch.
I have, yeah. Ian has an enormous saveloy with my name all over it. Maybe some other time, eh?
Gone. Chris is gone. Becky is fine.
I don't suppose you've got any plans for lunch.
I have, yeah. Ian has an enormous saveloy with my name all over it.
Think about it. Ian Beale sausage.
It's no laughing matter.
It certainly isn't. I can understand why you didn't laugh. If you played along, let me know how you did on Innuendo Bingo. Chris is soaked. Becky's absolutely fine. As normally happens on a Tuesday evening.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, have you heard Star Caller on Greg's show in the afternoon? He does it at 3:40. Basically, it's your chance to get phoned up by your favourite famous. So what you do is you just apply on Greg's pages online and then wait for the phone call. Did you hear Megan get a call from her absolute favourite, Pixie Lott, earlier on today?
Hello?
Hello, is that Megan?
Yeah.
Do you know who this is?
No.
I got a form that you filled in for Star Caller.
Oh my god, is this
and you said yes.
Oh my god.
The thing that people do say the most, seeing as it's been on for a bit now, is, oh my god. That's just the natural reaction that everyone gives. Oh my god. Now, we have said this. If you are applying for Star Caller, just have in your head what question you're going to ask that person. Because, as you know, when you're put on the spot, sometimes it's really hard to think. And that's why, when you're speaking to One Direction, you know, it's a surprise phone call, you end up saying, like, something like, why are you so fit? Because you just don't know what else to ask. A bit like when I was with Janet Jackson one time, I was in a situation where I had to make conversation, so I asked her, do you like London? It's a difficult thing. So just have in your head the question that you would ask your favourite famous person before you apply for Star Caller. So Megan got to ask one question to Pixie Lott. She's like a big super fan of Pixie Lott. I'll give you 10 Scott Mills points if you can guess what question Megan asked Pixie.
Oh, God.
So you're doing it now?
I know, yeah, I can't think of anywhere.
It's hard to think of one question.
Where'd you get your hair and makeup done?
Good one.
I've had this opportunity, haven't I?
What did you ask her?
I asked her ass or elbow.
That's right. You had to be there. Hey? It was a quiz we did, ass or elbow, on the show. He's already asked Pix a lot of questions.
Yeah, you weren't here.
Oh, right.
You weren't here.
No, that's why I'm looking so confused.
No, and well, basically, here's what happened.
I created a game similar to Red or Black, but definitely not copying it, called Ass or Elbow.
Right, and what did it involve?
And on the game?
Yeah, it involved me showing photos to her of asses or elbows, and she had to guess what.
Because they can look similar.
Did she love it?
Yeah. You know where you fold your arm
up
like
that? Yeah, we've done quite a few of these in the office.
She said that she would love to play ass or elbow any time.
Becky, I'll put a quick game with you. I'll show you this picture here.
Right.
I like it that you've just got them readily available on your phone.
Is this an ass or an elbow?
That's definitely a bum.
It's actually Pixie Lott's elbow.
Is it?
Yeah, you see? It's hard
That's
to tell, isn't it?
That's very pert.
That's a very pert elbow you've got there, Pixie Lott.
She's done that well.
Yeah. See, she played along as well.
Love it that this is still on the one that doesn't speaks phone.
Yeah.
Does the one that doesn't speaks wife know about this?
I don't know. Anyway, so Megan got a call from Pixie Lott and she got to ask one question. 10 Scott Mills points if you said this would be the question.
What's it like to be famous, right? Do you find it good?
There we are. Aww. What's it like to be famous? Do you find it good? Give
yourself
10 Scott Mills points if you said that. And hello to everyone that heard it earlier who was texting in going, what's it like to be famous? You can't have the points because you already heard it. More Star Caller with Greg tomorrow, 3:40, BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.